Welcome to the show.
Ow!
Live on rogueserver.com. Welcome to the show. Everyone's audible now.
Hooray! Welcome to the show.
This is the show. You're welcome to it. I am your host, Whoopi, with the sock on the microphone. My co-host with the fingerboards,
Jimmy Scruggs, James,
is live on these streets.
The fucking idiot. What a piece of shit. That guy sucks.
What a strange man.
He's such a piece of shit.
Tonight on the show, we're calling Canada. So if you like Canada, this is the show for you. I don't know where to start, or when to start, actually, or if I should do a belch on the mic or off the mic. Let's get this phone dialing. Welcome to the show. We're live on rogueserver.com/whoopi. Maybe on juniorat.com. We don't know for certain if that's real or if it's a scam. Google says it's a scam. Okay. Let's get this phone dialing. Welcome to the show.
Junior Sports, how can I help you?
Hi, Junior. How do we do it if we have a rat?
Huh?
I have a junior rat. Do you guys
a
sell
junior rat?
Yeah. Do you guys do that there?
Oh. Yeah, we do Phillies.
Oh, okay.
Philly wraps, anything.
So you can do a junior wrap for me?
Okay. And then you want that with fries?
Yeah. What about
so you
junior
want a junior
rat?
Philly wrap with fries?
Yeah, like a junior Philly rat with fries?
Yep.
Alright, and we can get that with a rat?
Yep.
Okay.
Just one?
Yeah, one rat.
And then can I grab a name?
My name's Jake.
Sorry?
Jake?
Okay.
Jacoby Feathers? Oh, I'm not, I don't need this, like, I just, so whenever I come in tomorrow, like, I know what's on the menu.
Yeah.
So I get a junior rat, and we can bring in our own rats, right?
No.
Oh. Well, I thought, because, like, if we brought them in, you know? Like a junior
Sorry?
Rat? Like a junior rat?
A junior rat?
Junior rat. Like a junior rat? That's the proper response. That's the proper response to being junior ratted. Welcome to the show. I'm Whoopi. I'm Whoopi, your host. This is Whoopi's, time to decipher this. Live from the green room, it's Whoopi. Jimmy, I'll get a hotel for you if you have a preference.
Hooray!
Okay.
Hooray!
Or I can call this food for you. But if you prefer a hotel.
I get a hotel.
Okay. Welcome to the show, you're listening live. Oh, he's fucking...
Hooray!
Calling the Stabler Suites at Waterloo and Jacobs.
What to do? Hello, I'm up here in the room and I just had a couple quick questions. I was just wondering if it would be okay for me to, like, move a bunch of stuff in the room so that I could make a fingerboard park?
I am not sure. Okay.
Like, Well, so, like, I'm up here right now, and I'm just getting really inspired, and, like, I just feel like I could, like, move some of this stuff around, and I'd be able to get, like, a really dope, nasty, like, flip trick heaven kind of thing for my fingerboard.
What?
And, like, I'm using the little table right now, just kind of, like, enjoying it, but I feel like I could improvise and, like, use a lot of stuff in this room fingerboard obstacles. I'm not sure. What's yours?
Oh, he didn't like that.
No, he didn't like what's his. Hooray, welcome to the show.
Do you want to try again, or are you satisfied?
I'm satisfied for now.
Okay. I will call. Oh, if anyone else wants to do calls.
Hey, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Rosin.
Yeah, hi.
Rosin doesn't sound like death. Rosin, I'll let you talk to Tim Hortons if you want to.
Tim Hortons.
You mentioned that during Secret Times.
Yeah.
In this show, there's a lot of secrets happening, I guess. I don't know.
A lot.
Oh, fuck. What number is that? What is that? Why is that so loud?
86. Thank you for calling. Good morning, Soccer NPO.
Hi, is this a Tim Hortons? I'm calling from the Tim Hortons live offices. I believe there's an issue with your guys' donut machine. Can you check for me?
Sorry, what?
There's an issue with your guys' donuts. One of the donuts I got, it has cream filling on it, and it feels like complete, what is it? A watery. It's not even Boston cream at that point. It's watery and cream. What can I do something about it?
If you can come back, like, or order again, I can get you, like, a donut for free. Or I guess, like, I can get you Boston cream and chocolate.
Can I get a whole box of donuts because of my time?
Sorry, box of
I'm
donuts?
Not even. Yeah, can I get like a free box of donuts? I'm not even from here.
Give me a second. Let me check what donuts I have at the moment.
Can you have them like?
So
can
I,
you
at
pack?
The moment I
can you
have
package?
Like apple fritters, vanilla dip, and chocolate glaze. I can get you like 6 donuts if you can come and get them.
Yeah, can you have them packaged ready right now so I know that you're being equal?
You want 6 of them, right?
Yeah,
so
6
like,
of them. Can you package them?
Which one
right
you want?
Now?
I have apple fritters, vanilla dip, chocolate glaze, double chocolate, and plain.
Can I just have the apple fritters?
The 6 of them?
Yeah, 6 of them.
Yeah, you can come back. I can get you that. Sorry about that.
Can you do something? Can you also do something too? Can you take those apple fritters and shove them in the trash? Who the fuck wants apple fritters?
Sorry?
Give me the Boston cream. Do you have Boston cream? Can you shove those 6? No. Can you shove those 6 donuts that you just told me? Put them in the trash. Just like toss them in the trash. Can you do that?
What?
Can you toss the donuts in the trash? They're a health code violation. No. Okay. Go fuck. Okay. Just hang up the phone.
He obliged.
Hang up the thing. He did. Oh, that's funny.
Just put the donuts in the trash. Oh, that's giving me an idea. Rosin, you're fixed.
Yeah.
You're fixed. You're not making horrible noises.
Yay.
I don't know what the fuck you did, or what the heck you did, if I don't want to say a bunch of fucking goddamn swear words. But... yeah, you should have heard yourself. You should have heard yourself.
Okay, good.
You should, because it was bad.
Thank you for calling Chicken Kitchen, where you'll find one of the best 100% halal fried chicken.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Yes. I want chicken.
How many pieces?
54.
4 pieces of chicken?
504.
504?
Yeah. I'll pick it up in store later. Well, I want to.
Okay, sure.
I just want to make sure you guys can actually do it before, because I'll order it tomorrow or
so
next
week.
So
this is your number, right?
No.
Okay. So which is your number? So I'm going to give to my owner. So he will call you. Then if he telling me to drop the chicken, then I can drop.
I just want to know if you're able to do it. I don't want it like right now. It's too much chicken for this time of night. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
So
he will call you this number. No worries.
Pardon?
He will call you this number.
This is
504
problem.
Pieces of chicken you want, right?
I just want to know if you're able to do it. I don't want it like right now.
Yeah,
just...
we can.
Okay.
We can do it. No worries. We can 1,000. We can do it.
And if you can like put them in like the garbage for like briefly, like one time.
Why?
Just for the flavor.
If you need 1,000, then we can give you the 1,000. If you need 500, we can give you the 500 as well. No problem.
Okay. And if we want like some, if we have like a garbage bag, could you put it in that?
Sorry?
It's for like for a music video for Junior Rat.
No problem. Yeah, no problem.
And if there's a little bit of
he will call you this number regarding this, okay? 500. Thank you so much.
Oh,
bye-bye.
You can't call this number. It's not my number. This is my dog's. We might get a call back from a confused Canadian. All right. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com, or you're in the mumble, live from the green room. James, Scruggs. Why is my mouse sucks? I need a corded mouse or something. No, I do have a corded mouse, though. No, I don't. I gave it to my... Okay, whatever.
What am I calling?
Hotel. I'll try to get hotels for you.
All right.
Thank you for calling the Hotel Bedford. For hotel and restaurant reservations, press 1. To place a takeout order with Patty O'Neill's, press 2. For all other inquiries, press 0. Thank you.
Please wait a moment.
Shortly.
Yeah. I get shot.
Patty O'Neill's, Ashley speaking.
Hey, what the hell is going on? I'm really sorry, but I'm up here in the room, and when I just called just now, but this happened when I was down there in the lobby, like after I checked in, and that whatever the music is that y'all playing in your hotel, there's something going on with it, and like I felt like really, really tired and like suggestive when the music was playing.
I don't know.
I'm just wondering if anyone's complained. There's no music playing.
Not to my knowledge, unless you have your TV on.
No. When I called, there was music that was playing before you picked up. And that music was playing. And, like, it was saying some really weird things.
What room are you in?
The room that I'm in.
What's the number?
I'm not sure because it's, like, not my hotel. So, like, I don't know what the phone number is.
No, what room number is on the door?
There's no numbers on the door. There's just, like, an escape route. Like, there's, like, a little map of the hotel.
It opened the door?
I'm looking at it right now. I can't do that.
How can I help you, then?
Well, I was just asking, like, did anybody else complain about the hypnotic messages and the music on your hotel? I'm the only one.
I've never had any complaints.
Well, maybe they all just were good little automatons instead.
Are you high?
What do you think?
I think yes.
I think you're right. I think I am high.
Well,
maybe that's what it is. Maybe I'm just high.
Maybe.
Maybe, but like I heard it and it was like, order a 30-piece nugget. And I was like, I don't even want that many chicken nuggets.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Anyhow, is there something specific I can help you with?
Yeah, do you know that song, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star?
I'm going to have to let you go. Have a good night.
No, but like you asked for something specific.
Oh. Oh. Jeez. It's... I don't know what the hell this number is here. Welcome to the
Who's
show.
Who's doing it?
Hello? Rosin?
Who's doing it?
Oh, you can if you want to.
Alright.
Yeah, Rosin, you have to do it with a guy.
Oh!
not long. Not
oh!
I think
I'm
maybe...
just kidding.
I think maybe for legal, we should like refrain from saying I'm a corporate office, and also so they don't take the phone number away from me, maybe. I think it, saying weird stuff is legal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Straight to jail, and your phone number is going straight to jail.
Yeah, I just don't want to go to jail again. Oh, that's...
insane piece of whoopee lore just dropped, everybody.
Yeah, I just got out the penitentiary. It was 15 years in the slammer.
Jesus.
For stabbing a phone.
Yeah.
For committing a phone crime.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing great. I was wondering if I can come on down there and eat this whole bowl of vanilla bean ice cream in your guys' ice cream.
Yeah, which one?
Vanilla bean.
Vanilla. But the like Ben and Jerry ones?
Yeah. Can you,
Yeah, just let me check if we have vanilla flavor.
Do you have rainbow sherbet?
Sorry?
Do you have rainbow sherbet? Rainbow sherbet. I think she's going to check. Ma'am. I'm going to rage bait her, guys. Watch this.
Oh, if I mute myself to the... I can mute myself to the stream and I can mute myself. But that's... Because then the stream can't hear me if I want to say something funny. The phone is muted, though.
Is this a gas station?
I think it's some. I didn't put a name on it, so it's probably a gas station. Or a convenience store.
Hi. Hi, ma'am. How are you?
We have vanilla one.
Can you possibly? I'm over by Pump 5. Can you bring it to me? I'll give you like $10. You can keep the $10.
Hi. Pump 1. Do you have
Can I also get a lottery ticket too? Dumb bitch.
Aww. Wait, is this out of one? Okay, that's enough fun over a deadline. Welcome to the whole Whoppy. I'm your host, Whoppy, with my co-host, Jimmy Scruggs, live in the studio. We have guest Rosin and Tiff, and the ever-elusive man who watches in the mumble. In the green room currently, we're live from the green room. Ah, welcome to the
show.
Join the show. Welcome to the show. Mumble.com.rogueserver. No, mumble.rogueserver.com. Come to the green room. We're just hanging out, you know? We might move to the live room if that's... I got the sock on the microphone to reduce popping
Hell
peas.
Yeah, beat the sock. Beat the sock.
Oh, what the hell? That's a good sound. Everyone wants to hear that.
I have the microphone eye headset.
Yeah.
So I can walk around. I could go get a pack of smokes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be right back.
Let me get a pack of smokes and 7-on-7.
7-on-7.
Who's doing it?
Me.
Okay, you.
Yeah. This is a food store.
Food Basics, how can I help you?
Hi, Food Basics. What's the first, like, how do we do it there?
You're going to have to be more specific, sir.
For food?
Sorry?
What's the first step there to get there? It's like, once I, like, park the car, I, like, get the buggy, I guess?
Yeah.
What's the like, I put it all in the buggy?
I'm not sure what you're talking about, sir.
For the food? I don't know what, like, what you guys got there.
What are you trying to do?
I'm like, it's embarrassing, I'm like 40, but I've never done my own groceries before.
Okay.
I just don't know where to start.
For sure.
Yeah.
If you want to come to the entrance of the store, somebody can help you out.
And I don't know what, like, food to get either, to be honest with you.
Unfortunately, sir, like, the store is closing in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So there's going to be... Like, if you don't know what you're looking for, I'd probably recommend coming back on another day when you have more time to.
Do you guys have, like, a preset, like, a list I can, like, borrow to, like, figure out what is, like, normal for food people to eat?
No, sir, we don't have anything like that, unfortunately.
Because I got a bag of chips here. That's what I've been eating for the past couple weeks.
Yeah.
It's kind of lonely here. I don't think it's healthy. Like, the doctor said I'm going to die if I keep doing this.
Yeah.
It just started at aisle one. It seems normal to me.
All right. Just a second, sir.
Okay. I don't get it.
Ask if they have, if they can serve you a handout. Okay, can I have a handout, please?
Buffet speaking.
Hi, Buffet. Hey, I don't know how to do groceries at all, or like what to buy or what to get. I just turned 40. I've never had to do this before, so it's like all like new to me. So I come
okay.
And I get the buggy. I just started aisle one, and then I and I don't like what do I buy?
Well, it depends on what you want.
Oh, I don't know, because, like, I have a bag of chips here, and that's all I've been eating.
Okay.
The doctor said if I keep doing this, I will die. So
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Do you have, like, a list, like, of what foods to buy? Or, like, what's good to eat?
I wouldn't know what to suggest to you at the moment.
Just something basic, I guess.
Bread, rice.
Bread, rice.
Cereal.
Is there a one that you put in a pan or something? Because my mom did that before. She, like, put it in the pan and made it hot.
Are you talking about cereal or...
Is that cereal?
Yeah, it could be.
Okay.
It's hot cereal.
All right.
They just put it in the microwave. Or cereal, you just get a box of cereal and add
milk. That's the one I'm familiar with how to do it, because you Count Chocula, and you just pour that in the bowl and you put the milk on it, and then it has the marshmallows.
Yeah, yeah.
What do like normal people buy? Is there like if there's a list, it'll just make it easier for me, because I'm new to this whole thing.
You know what? I don't even know where to start, sir. Right? Like, I mean, I don't want to suggest something to you and then, you know, it doesn't work for you. Like, I don't know what you like, and, you know, that's up to
like,
you, man.
Like a normal people stuff, I guess. I don't know what, like, normal people get, because I've just been eating on this bag of chips, and I don't, that just doesn't, like, you see in the movies, they're walking around the bags, it's got the bread and the leaf sticking out of it, or whatever.
Couldn't you get, like, one of your family members to help you out?
We're not in contact anymore. Ever since I moved
here. A friend?
Here.
A couple of friends?
I don't have any friends.
Well, yeah, listen, I gotta go because I have to close the store.
Oh, okay. But if I come in, you can show me, like, what foods to buy, what to eat, what to get.
I wouldn't do that for you. I would suggest that you contact a friend, a family member, somebody.
Is there anyone there?
You know,
or do I ask a guy who's buying a grocery what his list is?
That's up to you, sir. I can't suggest to you what you have to buy and not buy, right? Like, that's up to you.
It's just been this bag of chips. That's all I've been eating those past couple weeks.
Yeah, well, you know, that's not good. But
I don't
it's up to
good.
You to buy something. There's also Google.
Is there, you got like a hangout or handout or something?
No, we don't.
Oh.
Anyways, I gotta go, sir. I gotta close the doors.
Okay. Well, thank you, I guess.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I love you. Aha! Welcome to the show. Welcome to Wuppy's World.
Welcome to Wuppy's World. Bill Wuppy.
I'm Wuppy, your host. Jimmy Scruggs is my co-host with the co-most. You're calling Canada today. I don't know why we're calling Canada. Oh,
is there any, what?
Well,
is there any Kmarts in Canada?
Oh, I didn't check for Kmarts. I could look here on the thing, but I literally spent an hour making this list of phone numbers.
Oh, damn.
I'll check real quick here, though. But it's Jimmy Stern. Jimmy, my co-host, with the co-most. Gotta minimize this window. All right, Jimmy, do you want to talk to Hotel?
I can talk to whatever.
Okay. I'll try to get some of these stores that are going to close soon. You see, I should have started the show, like, whenever, you know? You know what I mean? This is very serious business. There's a sock on the microphone so the peas don't pop.
Well, I just had a question. What is your stance down there on gatekeeping?
Sorry?
Gatekeeping? Like, I was planning, I'm going to come down there, and I'm going to get some stuff, and I'm going to take some pictures, and I'm going to post, if you know, you know. And I'm going to, I'm not going to let anybody know where I am, but I'm going to let them know what I got. And I just wanted to know, are you guys cool with that? Like, do you support that?
I can't get you. Our location is 324 Highland Road West. You can come here. We can
do you know
get your
about
order.
Exclusivity.
You can call us back, okay?
When?
Sorry?
What? I'm just.
What the hell is your problem? I'm a little goofier than I usually am here at Wuppy's World with your host Wuppy and Jimmy Scruggs live in the studio in the green room. Wuppy, Jimmy Scruggs is my co-host. That was the Canadian Subway. Do you want to try another?
I guess so.
All right. She didn't understand a single goddamn word that came out of your mouth. And it's not your fault.
That's okay. It was fun anyway. I had a good time.
Yeah.
I like confusing people more than...
Just speak to the restaurant directly.
Parties?
For all other inquiries, please visit
Harvey.ca.
Sign up for offers, upcoming
Hardee's
promotions,
or
and burger news. Now
Hardee's.
That's a beautiful thing.
It's Hardee's.
I don't know what the phone tree is. I didn't...
They got burger news? What?
Burger news.
I'm going to call back for the
burger
phone tree.
Burger news.
Because they picked up instantly.
Who?
This Harvey's phone tree picked up instantly.
Harvey? Speak to the restaurant directly, press 2. For all other inquiries, please visit Harvey's.com.
It's 2 to 2. It's Harvey's.
2-2-2-2-2.
I did not recognize that as
like
a valid entry.
Hi, and thanks for calling
Harvey's.
Wait while I transfer
Harvey.
Your call.
Harvey. Yeah. Not with a D, with a V.
Yeah.
All right.
Phone's aggressive tonight.
I'm just trying to get through it. Just let me live. I'm laughing at what I'm gonna say. It's not even funny. It's not even funny. I'm fucking so stupid. My shit sucks. I have to take like 5 more dabs. I'm gonna pass out on air.
Hopefully these guys pick up.
Harvey.
Come on, Harvey.
Harvey the Wonder Hamster.
Harvey Weinstein?
Marvin Weinberg. That's a negatory on the answering. I'll just make a note of it. Whenever a phone number doesn't answer, I just put no in front of the phone number. This will never be confusing. You're listening to Wappy's World. I'm your host, Wappy. It's currently September 15th, 2025. It's 9:04 and 8 seconds post-Meridian Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Wappy. My co-host with the co-most is Jimmy Scruggs, known as Jimmy Snugs in the Sheets and the Nilla Gorilla elsewhere. And we're calling Canada. Better pick up the... If I called these phone numbers earlier, the situation would be better.
Yeah, I dropped my fingerboard again. Disc.
Flips of Howland, how can I help you?
Hey man, how's it going? I just had a quick question about your policy.
Yep.
What's like your gatekeeping policy? Like, is it cool if I put like gatekeeping? Like, if I go in there and I post some pictures on my Instagram, but I don't make it obvious where I am, like with my stuff, and I'm like, you know, if you know, you know. Or, I'm not giving this spot up, you know, like something like that where it's like very exclusive. Like, what's your policy on like exclusivity?
I don't think it's anything strict, but I can always ask the manager to double check.
Do you just let anyone in there?
Pardon?
Do you just let anyone in there?
Yeah, anyone can just walk in.
Alright, so there's no ban list?
No.
Alright. That's good. Good to not have a ban list. That means you got good clientele?
Oh, a ban list?
Yeah, like a ban list. You got people who can't go there?
I mean, I think it would depend on the offense, but...
Alright. You got, like, a list of bands that you like?
No.
I can make you like a mixtape for when I come down there. I'm kind of like that, you know, like I'm trying to like keep it on the hush hush. You only get to hear the good songs when I want you to, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, that's my whole vibe. My whole vibe is like gatekeeping. Like we don't want just anyone.
Okay.
So that's kind of like, I'm just calling to make sure that kind of vibe's going to be okay. Like when I show up and I act like I own the place. I'm best friends with everybody.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, alright. That's straight up. Can I ban somebody? Like, can I pick someone out of the crowd and just ban them for no reason?
Probably not. I don't think so, no.
What the fuck? Come on, man. Like, it'd be really fun. Because then we could have, like, a little exclusivity in the building. But like, what if we ban them like for the meme, and like we'll kick them out, but then they can come right back in.
No, it wouldn't.
And
funny,
I'll give them $50.
I don't think my manager would allow that.
I'll give you and them $50. I'll give your manager 25 because he makes more than you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah. I think we could do this. I think that it could be pretty good. Might go viral, but again, the exclusivity is what's going to make it go viral. People are going to have to figure out where it's at. It's going to be like a virtual Where's Waldo. Are there any customers in there right now that, like, I could talk to?
Yeah, there are a lot of customers here.
I could talk to one of them?
Yeah, you're free to.
Alright, can you give them the phone?
Oh, on the phone?
Yeah, like,
no,
I would
be like
allowed,
to sorry.
Just before I come down there, it'd be cool to, like, get a feel for it. That's not cool.
Yeah, they wouldn't be allowed to be on the phone.
Why not? If I come down there, can I use the phone?
If you want to make a call, yeah.
That's awesome. But they're not allowed to be on the phone right now with me?
I mean...
So, like, I could go there, make a call, but you... Come on. Have you ever tried ayahuasca?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, me either. Have you ever tried, letting me talk to somebody on the phone?
No, I haven't either.
Oh, man, you should try it. Sounds really fun. Sounds like it'd be a really good time. I'm going to tell them that they're banned.
Again, I wouldn't recommend it because I don't think my manager would approve of that, but...
I'm going to look directly into the phone and I'm going to say, you're banned. And if you know, you know.
Okay.
And then I'm going to hang up. So now you know what I'm going to say to the customer. I'm not going to offend the customer. Not like I'm going to call them mean names, like Duty Head or something.
Okay, I'll get a customer.
You know. Yeah, all right, cool. I'm going to call him Stink Pants.
All right.
And say, hey there, Stink
second.
Pants. All right, cool. You gotta drop this if he's not back in like 40 seconds,
because yeah.
I'm not doing that shit. I'm like, this guy rules. I don't know if this worked. I think he's just fucking with me.
This song's
anybody
turning
who thinks
me
this
on.
Worked, I'm pretty sure he's just fucking with me. This is why I tune out with this stuff.
I don't think we're allowed to stream this. This is copyright infringement.
We're not infringing copyright. This is fucking... You're not trying to make money. Like...
I've got thousands of dollars on the line.
We're not broadcasting this. They are.
In your eyes, you can hide.
Truth.
I'll give him...
All right, we give it to the end of this song, I suppose, just to be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about the song. I don't give a fuck, I'll be singing along. Here's the sounds in the remix, because you know we'll be so sick with the flow, and I really don't know where the fuck I'm gonna go, yo.
Why they got this sexy music
breaking
playing?
Down, something about a dirty brown clown.
I'm about to get turned on by this.
Anybody knows these fucking lyrics? Everybody gonna sing along. Now we're gonna sing a motherfucking ass song. Like, what up, y'all? Break the lyrics down, haw. I'm saying nothing, but it's got a fun sound. So we're now gonna go on the show. Wouldn't you know? Shout out. some homos.
All right, bye.
I think that's
love
the
you.
End of the song. Bye.
All right, we hung up on these
more time.
On these fuels.
Yeah.
Welcome to
what
the show.
What a bunch of goofballs.
What a bunch
welcome
of goofballs.
Welcome to the
goofers.
Show.
If you're listening, live on rogueserver.com/Wappy. I'm your host, Wappy. My co-host, Jimmy Scruggs, did the last call. He's also known as Jimmy Snuggs if you meet him in the bed sheets. And if you meet him on the streets, he is Jimmy Scruggs, but also Vanilla Gorilla. We have here, live in the Wappy Green Room, Rosin, Wappy, and Jimmy Scruggs.
Yeah, we're in a
man.
Room and it's green.
Hi there, what's up guys? How you going?
There's a strange man here, he's listening live on the Mumble, and you can be a strange man too, listening live on the Mumble, or a strange woman, or anything you want to be, I don't care. It's America, I think. Free speech. Freedom of
free
expression.
Free speech, mother effer.
Yeah, I can say motherfucker. Wait, whose turn is it?
I do this.
Oh, okay. I'm not on drugs.
What is...
I have no clue. It's probably...
Drunk.
Oh, Junior Jenny. Oh, this is, this is someone's home business, I think.
Oh, shit.
It's like
what's
a cake.
The services?
Cake. Bakery.
Cake?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cakery.
We'll give it a
Could
few...
You... Can you make me a cake that sells?
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Just in time.
Oh. It's a voice.
It's just...
Hello?
Straight to voicemail. Straight to voicemail. That's where I want.
Damn. I want a divorce cake. Can you make me one?
This is apparently a magic. And it said it's open 24/7. This is like a magic.
Magic?
It's a magician, I think.
Are you guys Magic the Gathering by any chance? This is in Canada?
Yeah, all Canadian numbers.
Good God. 24 hours for a magic, please?
Hello, you reached Joe and Papaluski are JP Magic. Leave your name and phone number and a brief message, and I will get back to you. And have an awesome day.
We're not going to leave anything for this man. Because he didn't answer his 24/7 magician hotline. Welcome to the show. I'm Wappy, your host.
Welcome to the show.
That's the whole Wappy tonight.
With the most.
It's the whole Wappy tonight. Tonight on the whole Wappy. We're calling,
Whole beans?
Whole beans. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Like beans in a hole?
Let's ask him.
Thank you for calling the Crown Plaza Kitchener-Waterloo, the place to meet in KW. To reach a guest or to make a reservation,
Waterloo?
Please press 0. To reach the sales and catering department, please press 1. For administration, please press 2. For food and beverage, please press 3. For our guest service department, please press 4. To reach the Aqua Restaurant and Lounge, please press 592.
Please enter an extension number or wait for assistance.
Oh, do you want anything in particular? A number?
Please wait for assistance.
Oh, too late.
What the fuck just happened?
Thank you for calling Crown Plaza Kitchener-Waterloo. Manzi speaking. How can I help you? Hello?
Hi, ma'am. How are you doing today?
Good. How can I help you, sir?
I'm wondering if... So, what's the Waterloo place? What is this place exactly?
I'm sorry, I didn't get it.
What is this place? Why are you guys called the Waterloo?
We are in Kitchener downtown. Waterloo is like 5 to 10 minutes drive, depends on the location you want it to go.
Do you guys have whole beans? You guys have whole beans? You guys have whole beans?
What's that?
Like, think of whole beans. Like, a whole bean.
I'm sorry, I'm not...
You have whole bean.
I'm
Can you transfer me to fruit? Do you guys have the bean?
I heard this place was good for beans.
Can't see.
I didn't understand what the place was.
Oh, it was a hotel. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Do you want to try okay. again, or are you satisfied?
Nah. You go. You go.
Okay. Welcome to the show. This is a whole Whoppy with Whoppy and Jimmy Scruggs and Roz and live from the Rogue Server Whoppy Green Room here at RogueServer.com. The Mumble, mumble.rogueserver.com if you want to be in the show. Join the Mumble. It's, you can do it. It's legal, I think. Only studio where we have a sock on a microphone, and that's normal. But it sounds good, I think.
What kind of sock is it? What kind of sock is it?
Like a sports sock. It's like a thin sock.
Is it like a black Nike sock?
Yeah. Nice. It's just on the microphone. It's clean. It's clean. It's like, it was washed.
Is it? Yeah. Is it like short socks or long socks?
Long. But, you know, the peas don't pop because I have a little space.
Yeah.
You hear that? That's professional. That's professional audiophile grade equipment here in the studio. They're not going to pick up. They're not going to pick up. What am I doing? We'll just put a big no here. Oh, my God. All this dead air. I'm your host, Whoppy. Getting the numbers ready to roll. You're listening live on RogueServer.com. Or maybe you're on JuniorRat.com. I don't know. The AI said that's a scam website, so don't go there. Because it's a scam.
Okay, how can I help you?
Hi, how do I do it, like, rat style? Instant hang up. I don't think that counts as a phone call.
Classic Whoopi.
Well, you know what they say. Instant hang up. You put that in the list. I think I'm allowed to call places that instantly hang up on me. You're listening to the show. Welcome. Hi, let me turn off my radio here. Hi, how are you?
Just give me a moment, please.
Moment? But what if I can't? Goodness gracious. Oh my God, there's dogs in here. I have to go, ma'am. There's too many dogs in here. They're trying to bite me. Do you have anything I can, like, throw at them? I'm not going to entertain this buffoonery. I'm going to try it one more time, and if this fails, I'm going to... Even the host can strike out. But, you know, that's what happens here. I'm Whoppy, your host, live on RogueServer.com. You can join the Mumble at mumble.rogueserver.com, point a Mumble client at it, and,
Thank you for calling Rexall. To refill your prescription, please press 1. For our hours and location, please press 2. To speak to a representative, please press 3. If you are calling to speak with a front shop representative, please press 1. To speak...
Oh, I hit the wrong buttons. I don't know what this is. What's it?
Good evening, Rexall. How may I help you?
Hi, what part of the story did I reach?
This is a restaurant on University and Bridge.
Oh, okay, so this is like the front of the store, I guess?
Yes.
Do you guys have anything for like a dog there?
Dog?
Yeah.
Like food?
Or, you know, like a, like maybe like a, yeah, like a food or maybe like a pill for a dog.
We have dog food. We don't have dog pills.
Oh. Are there any pills I can use on a dog, do you know?
Candies for dogs?
Candy? Boy, you're going to get candy. So I can get, there's dog candy?
No, I never see candy. We just have all kind of food.
Oh. Hey,
okay,
want,
for dog.
He wants, like, is there, like, anything sweet for a dog?
I don't know what you can buy sweet for a dog. You got to know it's your pet. I have no idea. But we have a lot of stuff in the store. You can come in and check.
Oh, like peanuts? Two for a dollar?
Yes, we have peanuts.
Two for a dollar?
Two for a dollar? I don't know. We have all different kinds, all different prices. Like I said, you have to come on in and check.
Okay. And that's a bye. That's a bye. She controlled that. She controlled that effortlessly. Welcome to the Whoppy, the whole Whoppy. I'm your host, Whoppy. Co-host, live in the studio. Jimmy Scruggs has to make a phone call now to, I don't know what the hell this is. Art thou prepared, Sir James?
Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
Nobody's ever truly prepared.
Hello, Quickie Could Be Speaking. How can I help you?
What's up? Can I vape when I'm down there?
What did you say? Could you please repeat?
I was asking, like, when I'm down there, can I vape?
Which vape are you looking for?
Well, no, I'm just asking if I can. Can I, when I'm down there?
Yeah. Like,
that's sweet. I could just vape. Like, I was going to come in. You got, like, a slushy or coffee or anything like that down there?
I have slushies.
Yeah, so I was thinking I would like, get like a slushie
like
and I would just hang out and vape.
You can vape as in I didn't get it.
But I can't like just hang out and vape and drink my slushie and chat with people.
No,
there.
No, not that.
I was going to make a video for TikTok. What's your policy on like Hold'em? Like if I came down there with a great group of guys and we wanted to play Hold'em, would that be all right?
No, not possible. Sorry.
No, I can't play Hold'em down there.
We're
playing for, like, Cheetos. Like, we'd just be playing for, like, Cheetos and, like, chocolate bars and stuff.
No, so sorry. Thank you.
So we can't play cards in there? What the fuck kind of place is this? Can't play cards, can't vape.
It's a hellhole, is what it sounds like to me. Welcome to the whole Whoppy. I'm your host, Whoppy, live in the studio. Coming at you from the green room. If you want to make a call during the mumble, I'll put you through to some place in Canada. And
if you think you're smarter than a fifth grader, come on the Whoopi Show and find out.
Yeah.
Fuck around, find out.
We've heard live that maybe the host has about a third grade level education, so if you can outsmart me, you know, you're good to go.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
The show where the host never finishes.
Hi there. You've reached McDonald's. We are busy serving guests at the moment, but please leave your name, the reason for your call, and a callback number, and a manager will get back to you shortly.
She sounds like a scammer, guys.
When you finish recording, please hang up or press 1 for more options.
too busy with their customers to help out the customers on the phone. That's just more reasons why McDonald's is going straight down the toilet. Your food is too expensive for what it is. My dog hates it. He got sick the last time I gave him some, and he used to love a good old Big Mac every once in a while. Your shit's in the toilet. Think of it this way, McDonald's. You know Chili's.
All right, they get a message.
All right, okay.
We'll try again.
They got the message.
Loud and clear.
Whose turn is it?
Your turn still.
It is my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know what. Can you call Timmy's?
Timmy's? Okay.
Yeah, Timmy's.
I'll call it Timmy's for you.
You got Timmy's?
Yeah. Shit, I don't have any more on the fucking... Oh, I have one more.
You can get a Timmy's. There's plenty of Timmy's. Just get a Timmy's. Find one. Go Timmy's.
I got a Tim Hortons for you.
Alright.
I don't know why we're calling Canada. Oh, because they're interesting people. Oh, it's an international Whoppy show. The whole Whoppy.
Welcome to the show. North America.
Yeah. Pick up.
Timbo, come on.
Come on, Timmy.
Sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up.
Little Timmy never set up his voicemail box.
Fuck! Like that?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, is that a loud fuck?
No, it's fine. You didn't... No, you're good.
I didn't hurt your ears?
My friend, Whoopi, hurts my ears all the time.
I was going to do something, but I decided not to.
Okay. I'm proud of you.
Right, I was going to yell into the microphone.
Charm, I guess.
I was going to yell into the microphone. Because I'm a jerk.
I'm going to go take a nap.
Closed. Oh, shit. There. Let's move to British Columbia. Whoa. I should have fucking gathered my numbers.
I can't stand the British. Those people suck.
I should have gathered my numbers from fucking British Columbia. Where the fuck
Oi,
am I?
Oi, governor, you got a license for that smoke.
Blimey.
You got a license for that tricycle.
Welcome to the whole Whoppy where we don't have a license.
Welcome to the show.
It's an unlicensed show, but it is sanctioned. We've heard about
Welcome
it.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show where
it's sanctioned.
We put beans on toast and call that breakfast.
And it's legal.
With the license, it's legal.
Yeah.
What I'm gonna say to these people is Timmy's?
Yeah.
Alright. Hey. La 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 la.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Tim Hortons. How can I help you?
Hey, Timmy, what's going on? Excuse me, I just sneezed. Pardon me. I just had a question about Timbits.
Okay.
What's like the most Timbits I can get in a day?
Sorry?
Like how many Timbits can I get in a day? What's the maximum?
So at a time, you can... So the biggest pack we have is 50.
50? Is there, like, a record for the Timbits? How many... Like, what's the Timbit record?
Sorry?
Is there, like, a Timbit record? Like, has anybody ever gone in and gotten, like, the whole 50 and eaten all of them?
Sorry, I didn't get it. What do you mean?
All right. Well, so I'm actually just trying to get the Timbits for a social experiment that I'm doing, where I'm going to kind of prove how, like, human beings are a little bit like pigeons when it comes down to it. So I'm getting the Timbits as, like, a bait for the human pigeons, if you will. So I'm going to need, like, probably about 400, maybe, like, 420 Timbits.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to need that, and then I'm going to have to put it on...
How many in total
I'm
going to
have to put it on the TikTok account. I'm going to have to put it, because it's for TikTok, so I have to put it on the TikTok account. So, like, do you know how to do that? Putting it on the TikTok account?
No.
Like, I figured you just go in and you tell them that, like, it's for TikTok, and then they take care of it because it's for TikTok.
No.
Are you sure? Because, like, usually I see the videos and they come in and they're like, yeah, can you, what's the most that you can make? And then they're like, well, I can make this much. And then they say, well, can you? I'm doing a good deed. And then they're like, oh, okay, well, we're going to do the good deed. And then they just put it on the TikTok account. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, like, I don't know. I'm not sure about it.
Is there somebody who would know about the TikTok account? Because, like, I just figured, like, you could just bill it to TikTok. You want me to call tomorrow? Well, because I was going to be down there tomorrow to get them. So, I mean, I guess we'll just have to work it out when I get down there in person. How much would the Timbits be? Like, about, like, 500 of them?
Sorry?
How much would that cost?
For 500?
Uh-huh.
Let me check.
Yeah. Okay.
For the 500 Timbits, it's going to be $100.
Oh, yeah, they can definitely bill that to the TikTok account.
Sorry?
Like, TikTok will be able to take care of $100 for me. That's fine. They'll just put it on the TikTok account, because TikTok, they're getting paid no matter what, because everybody's using the app and selling them their data, you know? So, like, they can swing the $100 for the Timbits. That's a pretty good deal for the Timbits, though. Even if you can't put it on the TikTok.
So do you want to pre-order account?
Well, no. I'm just gonna come in because this might not even be the location that we end up choosing, but it is the closest one right now. But I want to thank you for going through the effort of checking for me. I really do appreciate that. And, you know, if you happen to see your manager, hear from your manager before, you know, we come down there, just ask if they know anything about the TikTok account. Like, just be like, do you know about how, like, influencers can just put their tab on TikTok?
Sorry, I'm busy.
Okay. No, I mean, you sound busy. Can I talk to one of your customers?
No, I'm sorry. You can try calling tomorrow.
Would they let me talk to a customer then?
I don't think so.
Well, then
the manager will be here, so she will take care of it.
Well, why would I call if they're not going to let me talk to a customer? At this point, I just want to talk to another customer so I can tell them to get some Timbits. I'm like from the marketing department. I'm here to pump up sales on those Timbits. We really want to sell Timbits.
No.
All right. Well, I finish out the rest of your shift. Go home, smoke a fatty. You know, get your head straight. All right. I love you. Bye.
Where's her head at? Like that style? Welcome. Ooh. Welcome to the whole Wappy. I'm your host, Wappy. Co-host.
And I'm the co-host, James, Mr. Snug, Scrug, in the streets.
Mr. Jimmy Scrug in the streets.
I want to just give a shout out to all the fancy faces in the chat. And everyone who's listening on juniorrat.com later on in the future. You might not even be hearing this right now, but shout out to you, the future listener. Go to juniorrat.com. I swear to God, it's not AI.
Oh, it's a scam.
It's a scam from AI.
The AI said it's a scam, so it's a scam.
Shout outs to all the homies living in the struggle.
I was going to say something and I completely forgot what it was. It goes tangentially related to Junior Rat. Praise be to him, I guess. It was something about your name. It doesn't say Skeet or something, but that's not my style. I can't say Skeet. Let's call this phone number. It's the 1 hour, 16-minute mark of the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com.
What is this number?
Hello, St. Louis Farm Grill.
Hi there.
Hello?
Hi, is this the Farm and Grill? Do you guys have brisket? Is it dry or is it dense?
Sorry, is it dry or what?
Dense.
Like our brisket's not dry, but it's not like sloppy.
Is it dense?
I don't know what you mean dense.
Yeah, does it have like a firm, like when you touch it, does it have a firm like dense to it?
I don't know. I don't honestly sit and touch the brisket because I don't work in the kitchen, so I just deliver the food.
What kind of sides do you have? Ooh, this sounds good.
It's all on our menu online if you want to look at it.
Can you tell me if you got mac and cheese? Sorry.
We do not carry mac and cheese, no.
No. What's the alternative? You guys have potatoes?
Nope. We've got fries, sweet potato fries. If you want to look at the menu online,
yeah,
you can have
beans?
A better indication of what we have.
Is this the place with the baked beans?
No, we do not carry baked beans.
That's in America. They have baked beans and mac and cheese. I don't know why
Canada
doesn't
have any good
size. Okay,
if you wanted to look at the menu online, and then you can give me a call back if you want to order anything.
Hey, do you guys by chance have pito?
Sorry, I can't quite hear you.
Do you have pito? Like pito? Like all fucking pito the way. Do you have pito though? It's like a sausage. Fucking lady.
Oh, lady. Oh, welcome to the whole Wappy. I'm your host, Wappy. Jimmy Scruggs is live in the studio with me, looking straight at him, making eye contact. Here as a guest in the green room, we have Rosin, who just performed that call, of a dense brisket. What's this? McDonald's and a Walmart. I want the volume to be smoother when I do that. It's like step, step, step. If you're listening, you are listening live. That's the truth.
Good evening, Cynthia McDonald's.
Hi, McDonald's. How do I get, like, eating?
What?
How do I get one for eating?
You got to come to the store for that.
Okay, and then what?
and you order, and I prepare it for you. You have a seat, I bring it there for you, and you eat it.
And it's normal?
Yeah.
Can I bring in, can I come in on a different...
Yeah, sure.
Like this?
Yeah, sure.
Like a horse?
Yeah.
And that's okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
And it's okay to have the horse inside?
Yeah, sure.
So it's a service horse. That's just, I was just curious about that, that's all.
Yeah, sure, don't worry.
So I can bring my service horse inside and that's all good to go?
Okay, sure.
I'm on drugs. Is that okay?
Yeah.
And do you have any for like legal?
Yeah, it is.
You have legal drugs there?
Okay, bye.
What a nice lady. Entertaining an obviously crazy man like that. I'm Wappy. I'm your host, live on the whole Wappy. It's currently September 15th, 2025, and it's 9:43 and 12 seconds post-meridian, Eastern Standard Time. I'm Wappy. Co-host Jimmy Scruggs is live with me in the studio. We have Rosin. He's here too, and we're all just sitting around the microphone.
Yeah, we're just sitting around having a chat, drinking some tea.
Yeah. You know, we got nice chais and chamomiles and stuff. Jimmy, it's your turn.
Oh, no.
Thank you for choosing Walmart Canada. For a listing of store hours, locations, to shop online, or to view merchandise availability, please visit our website at www.walmart.ca. Please choose from one of the following options. For pharmacy, press 1. For electronics, press 2.
Walmart?
For food, press 3.
Right.
For photo, press 4. For vision center, press 5. To speak to a customer service representative, press 0 or stay on the line.
I don't care anyone that's going to be receptive to me taking a dab in the building for a YouTube video.
I think this is food.
Alright, well... Like I said, as long as they're cool with me taking dabs in there for YouTube. Me and YouTube, we're like this. Riding on my horse, riding on your porch, feeling something else, and doing on the door. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.
Do you think they're gonna pick up?
I don't think so, but. I got a dab ready for whoever picks up.
I'm going to try another compartment.
Alright, I got a dab ready for whoever picks up, Yodi Gang.
Oh,
Yodi
yeah.
Gang!
I got a sock on the microphone.
Yodi Gang!
Thank you for choosing Walmart Canada. For
I don't know
welcome
four
Walmart
is.
Canada. I picked you because you have the best employees.
Yay, Walmart.
Alright.
Show is brought to you by Walton Mart.
Hello, Walmart Printing Desk. How can I help?
What up, bitch? How's it going? It's your boy, James, of the Yodi Gang fam. Yodi Gang, Fulcrum, come in. What's poppin'? So I'm coming down there a little bit later on. I'm going to be making a YouTube video where I kind of come up in the store with my Puffco Peak, and I'm just going to be taking some fat globs all throughout the Walmart for my YouTube video.
Okay.
I just want to let y'all know in advance and see, like, how long do you think I have before somebody catches me and yells?
So what are you? So you're going to be making a YouTube video, but what's the content going to be about?
So let me demonstrate. I got my Puffco Peak right here. I'm gonna heat it up right now, and I'm gonna take a fat dab, and that's basically what I'm gonna be doing when I come in the store. I'm gonna just be like taking a dab in front of the different products. I'm gonna be shouting out the Yodi Gang, and I'm gonna just be promoting like my YouTube channel. I might get a couple people to take some dabs with me. We're going to be doing just some straight globs, like
inside the store? Are you planning on doing this inside the store?
Yeah, I was going to do it in, like, the fruits and vegetables section.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you, don't come into our store and do that, because, number one, you're not allowed to smoke inside. I understand you want to film yourself and you're wanting to do that, and it's okay if you want to come in and make a YouTube video, but what I cannot allow is the fact that you're going to be breaking store rules by, you know, using open flames and consuming a controlled substance in the public area for all intents and purposes.
No open flames.
So you can,
no open flames.
Here's the thing. I will give you a formal warning, please do not come into our store and take substances in the middle of our store. You can go outside and do that. That's okay. That's legal. If you would like to come in and film yourselves, you can do that, but you cannot come in and film other people as well as that. So basically what I'm saying is I cannot endorse and Walmart cannot endorse what you're doing. So I appreciate you calling and letting us know. I appreciate that. But what I cannot do is allow you to come in and violate our store policies, okay?
I mean, that's fine. I appreciate the not permission. But I just, have you ever used the Puffco? Have you ever used the Puffco Peak? Do you know what I'm talking about? There's no open flames. You wouldn't even really be able to tell other than the big old cloud
whether
of vapor.
If you're inhaling THC, that is consuming a controlled substance.
Well, what if I come in there with like a THC inhaler and it just looks like I'm hitting my inhaler? You're going to knock me over because
you can do that outside. You can do that at your home, but you cannot do it in store because we serve the public and we're not going to put people in harm's way. So I appreciate you calling. You've done the right thing there. I do hope you have a good night, but please keep this sort of thing to a minimal in public, please. Thank you. You have a nice night.
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
That's sad. I agree, I concur. That was a pretty smooth voice on that lady.
You should have offered her one.
Live
I was trying to, but she just wasn't listening. Live in the studio, Raisin, Whoopi, Buttshit, Mr. Mysterious, and anyone else who wants to join the Mumble at mumble.rogueserver.com.
Point of Mumble client,
you can just
they
go
also
there
have it
on
the
Mumble.
App Store.
Go to Moomla for the Android. Moomla. MUMLA. You want it on your phone. Then you can come ruin this show with your fucking cell phone audio. You'll sound like trash like me, but I'm on a computer. So I get a pass.
I have a noise for whenever you're doing your...
What the fuck is that noise?
It's steam.
What is that even supposed to be? Steam?
Steam.
For the dab? I'm out here taking bad dabs. Every time I say dab, you have to hit the button. I'm gonna take a fat dab. Yeah, excellent. Oh wow, Whoopi's playing with the soundboard. Has it been 5 minutes?
Welcome to the show where I'm easily amused by soundboards.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the
show.
The show. Where's the phone? Where's
you
the phone?
Are welcome to it.
Yes, it's the whole walking.
We are here at the show, and you are welcome to it.
You're welcome to the show. I'm Wappy.
I need a glob. Wait, I just took a
glob. Is this the Wappy show?
Never mind.
This is the whole Wappy, actually. Live on rogueserver.com. Oh, Canadian Arby's. We're going to call it Canadian Arby's. I'm too easily amused.
Ask if they have halal chicken.
Oh, I think it's your turn.
Okay.
Good job fixing your audio.
Hell yeah.
Dude, it was...
Hello. Please leave a message after...
It was pretty bad.
Yeah, I fixed it, guys. Back in action.
Back in action. I'm talking into a sock on a microphone at rogueserver.com/whoppy. I don't know what this is, but... Value Village? What the fuck's Value Village? It's probably somewhere where you get value.
Thank you for calling Value Village, Waterloo.
To hear our hours of operation, please press...
Oh, another
one.
Fucking thing.
For information about our community donation center, please press 2. For upcoming sales promotions, please press 3.
Leaving is forbidden?
For address information, please press 4.
You can come and go.
Speak with a customer service representative, please press 5.
You can come and go as you please. But just be aware I am talking into a sock. I pressed 5. It should be doing the thing. Is it? This thing's so finicky. Press 5 a few more times. I think this counts as no, because I'm not hearing any audio out of the fucking... The...
I'm here.
No, from the phone.
Oh, damn.
Maybe they're closed. Alright, whatever. GFYS, biatch. At the phone. Welcome to the show! Welcome to the show. I'm Whoppy, your host, with Jimmy Scruggs and Raisin.
Hi, I'm Raisin.
If you're listening, you're listening live. Welcome. I'm not sure they're open. This door. Just put a preemptive no.
Man, people ain't open right now.
Okay, I got a bunch of phones that are definitely not open. This is the whole Whoppy with your host. It's dialing forever. Shoot, there's so many. There's pizza places. I haven't heard a pizza place be called in a while. There's a Domino's.
Call them.
Domino's. Please stay on the line to hear our specials. Or press 0 to place your order right now.
Oh, I don't want to talk. I want to talk to the inside store guy.
The whole Whoppy.
I'm here. I'm here.
Rosin.
Rosin.
Hold on, my audio cut out.
Oh, it's okay.
Hold on, my audio cut out.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. If you're listening, you're listening live on RogueServer.com.
Yeah, I fixed it.
You fixed it? Get excited. Get excited. Make sure the audio doesn't clip.
Excited.
Ah!
Exclamation point.
All right. This is apparently a florist, I think. I hope they're open still. Jesus Christ. Currently an hour and 34 minutes in. 35. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show where I'm about to hit on. Let's see if we can crack this up.
I think the florist is closed too.
Are everything just open, not open right now in Canadian land?
Well, it is the East Coast. Oh, this place has to be open though.
Please be open.
It's a bingo hall. Get excited, it's the whole Whoppy. I'm your host, Whoppy. If you're listening, you're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoppy. Where I'm your host, Jimmy Skrillex and Rose, and two extra guys.
Calling the Cambridge Bingo and Gaming Center, the region of Waterloo's longest established charitable gaming center. Our Vegas room hours of operation are 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days a week. Regular hours of operation will be in effect over the holiday weekend. Our classic $1,000 jackpot You Pick 8 bingo program is played Sunday through Thursday evenings at 7 p.m., as well as our Saturday and Sunday matinees at 1 p.m. Friday and Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. offer our special $3x$1,000 jackpot program. Definitely a great...
How's my hit zero? Oh, that happens.
Cambridge Bingo Center.
Hi, I think I forgot something there.
Like what?
It's like a device. It's for my body. It's a device. I don't know what kind of. I forgot what the device was, but like I put it next to my lucky cans of jarred beans, and when I got back from using the loo, I guess someone took my jarred beans. And my device. Do you know if anyone has picked it up?
No one has turned anything into us.
Nothing, because I'm kind of missing my luck.
So you were playing with slot machines?
Yeah, I was playing a slot machine. I was just keeping my stuff there because I knew I was going to hit a jackpot. By the way, did not hit the jackpot. Completely fucked over my day. Anyways, I need my can of beans and my medical device. Do you have it?
Well, I haven't seen them, and nothing's been turned in to me.
That's crazy. Well, I might have left it at a blackjack table. Do you guys have blackjack?
No.
Keys? Oh.
No.
No?
Are you sure you're calling the right spot?
Yeah, is this the one with the slot machines, the Vegas Hall?
Yeah, with the bingo in it.
I was
Street.
In there.
Pardon
yeah,
me?
Yeah, exactly. I was there. I was playing bingo, and my medical device went missing, and my beans.
I don't know what your beans?
Yeah, it's my lucky beans. It's like this mason jar beans. It's like, it looks like baked beans, but it's actual beans.
And you were playing bingo, or you were playing slots?
No, I was playing bingo. I went to go use the restroom. Someone took what was on the table I was on with my Diet Coke and my medical device and my baked beans.
Well, there's nothing been turned in.
Oh, shucks. Man, now I have to go to the hospital to get a new one installed. And it's going to cost me a lot of money, and I didn't win this money either. Lost it all.
Sorry, there's nothing I can do about it.
Can you transfer me over to security?
We don't have security.
How do you guys not have a security at the casino?
It's not a casino, it's a bingo hall.
And then why do you guys have slot machines? I don't get it. I don't get you people. I just don't get it.
It's a bingo hall, a gaming center. We do not have security.
It's a casino. What?
It is not a casino. It's a bingo hall gaming center.
It sounds like a casino to me, ma'am. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm just... What? What are you going to go do now?
I'm not going to do anything. I don't know where your machine is.
Is the soda free at least?
Pardon me?
Is the soda free at least?
What service?
No, it's like the soda, like Coke, Diet Coke.
No.
Yeah, this is definitely not a casino, because at the casino, they give you free everything.
Yeah, we're not a casino.
Put money down. But you guys have slot machines and bingo machines. How are you guys not considering yourself a casino?
There are chapsticks machines. I don't know where your machine is.
I need it. I'm gonna start making weird noises if I don't have it. I need my beans.
There's
too.
Nothing I can do about it because you lost it.
Actually, I got up to go do something, and it went missing. So, whip-de-doo, like I need it back.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't know who took it.
Ma'am,
there's no way for me to find out who took it.
You need to calm down and reassess the situation.
I'm just telling you, there's no way for me to find out who took it.
That's depressing. Just hang up the phone. I'm sick and tired.
All right.
I had strange sounds on cue. I had strange sounds on cue if you wanted them.
Damn.
We need to figure out a covert way to signal if we want gimmicky sound effects played.
Maybe pineapple? Just say pineapple?
I don't know. But... That's amusing to me. Welcome to the show. I'm Wappy, your host. This is the whole Wappy. I'm easily amused by sounds. Wait, I have the sounds. I can do the call. Welcome to the show. Currently an hour 42 minutes into it. If you're listening, you're probably a real one. I'm Wappy, your host. We have Jimmy Scruggs, my trusty co-host, live in the studio. I'm making direct eye contact with James Scruggs.
Yep, we're looking right at each other.
We had a real one in here. I don't know where he went.
But... I nodded at him. James, can you verify?
Yep. What? Cool.
Assess the situation.
Cessna.
Make an assessment.
Well, this is a fucking stupid idea, but I love it.
Go for it.
Thank you for calling the Silver Birch Motel. Our lines are currently busy. For reservations or assistance, press 0 or remain on the line. To reach a guest, please call our guest line at 519.
Please hold while I try that extension.
That's some echo.
Hello, what mother can I help you?
Hi, my friends, they like set me up with a date there, and I went to the room. They said there was a cougar there, and yeah, that's real, so what do I do about that?
What do you say? You need room for tonight?
Oh, I'm there. I got a room.
Okay, sorry, just a minute.
Yeah. I was in a room. My friends reserved it for me and the cougar. But it's
your friend here, right? So okay, a minute, okay.
I thought it was my friend was the cougar, but the cougar's
okay,
in the room.
Okay, just a minute, I check it. Just a minute.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm already in here, and I'm with the cougar.
Okay, no problem.
Like, what do I do? Is it a bit?
Your Zafari, right? Renota, right?
I don't think, or yeah, sure.
Yeah. Renata.
Xanatar?
Zephil.
Sir, you can't, I might not be that person, though. I could just be like a phone weirdo. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you need to talk with him?
Oh, I was just curious if it counts as a pet fever, if there's a cougar in the room.
Yeah, he's in the room, right? So.
Yeah. The cougar?
Yeah, the cougar.
Yeah.
Okay,
name is Zweifel.
Okay.
Okay, right person this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, you know, just 1 minute, okay? I transfer line, see what happens. Right, he pick up our phone or not, so...
I was just curious if you guys had a pet fee or anything here, though. Because it is a cougar.
Pet?
Yeah.
What, pet?
Yeah, it's like a big cat.
Who have it?
It's in the room with me.
Yeah, but we are not allowed pet.
I don't think it's a pet, though. It's like a... Settle down here. It's like a wild cat.
Yeah, but we are not allowed any pet.
But they said it was a cougar. I thought it was going to be like an older woman, but it's a wild cat.
Because, okay, this guy didn't say anything, and our policy is we are not accept pet.
Settle down. Do you hear that? I put him in the bathroom. I just keep him in the bathroom then?
You calling for my room or what?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
I check it, I don't know. Which room you have?
7.
7? Okay,
yeah.
Just a minute, okay?
I
talk with him, okay.
I thought it was an older lady in here, but it's a wild cat.
Oh, okay, no problem.
You know
because
what I mean?
We are not allowed pet, right? So, okay, I talk with him.
Okay,
okay
it's not a pet though. It's not a pet. It's like a wild cat. It's like
if
a raccoon
okay.
got in. It's like
okay,
if a raccoon got in.
Okay, bye. Okay, bye. I talk with him. Okay.
Don't get him in trouble. This might
bye.
Not be the right hotel. What hotel is this?
Yeah, bye. Bye now. I talk
what hotel
with
is
him. Okay, bye.
What hotel is this? Did they just get someone in trouble? Oh, I certainly hope not. I don't think, I just hope no one gets hurt. Welcome to the show, I'm Whoopi, it's the whole Whoopi. Live in the studio is Whoopi, Jimmy Scruggs, Whoopi, Rosin, Tiff, Facehead. Oh, welcome to the show, you're listening live on RogueServer.com. /Whoopi, or perhaps you're listening to clips on juniorat.com, which might be a scam website. We're not sure about that yet. Taking the headphone off to, you know, scratch inside the ear canal. Okay. It's time for James to go.
Oh no.
Hotel or motel, Holiday Inn, I don't know. If your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend. That's how that goes.
Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do.
Welcome to Dreams Inn. A contemporary...
Dreams Inn?
To make a reservation, press 0. To be connected to one of our guests, please enter their room number. If you know...
Oh, put a room number. Give me your room number.
That was an invalid entry.
Oh.
Reservation or for inquiries, press 0. To be connected to one of our guests, please enter their room number. If you know the
That was an invalid entry.
What do you mean?
Reservation or for inquiries, press 0.
I like 102.
Please hold while I try that extension.
I did 101.
Leave a message for box 101. Begin recording your message at the tone. When you have finished, you may press the
tone
message or hang up.
No.
Okay, they got a no. Settle down.
Try one more room.
Okay.
Because I do have an idea if they pick up.
Do you want any of my world famous soundboard?
No.
I need to get a real soundboard.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do.
Welcome to the Dreams Inn, a contemporary designer hotel. Make a reservation.
102.
Please hold while I try that extension.
Hello?
Hey, man, are you staying here at the hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm staying here, too. And, like, the past couple nights I've been staying here, I've been having, like, some really bad nightmares. Have you been good? Like, I'm just, like, have your dreams been good? Because, like, I've been having, like, really bad nightmares in here, and I think there might be some kind of, like, bad juju in the hotel.
Who's it?
Oh, my name's Jim. I'm just, like, a neighbor here in the hotel. Yeah,
okay.
Like I said, yeah, so okay, that's good. That's cool. All right, because I've been having, like, really bad nightmares. Like, I cut off my finger.
Oh, you didn't. I don't... you didn't like that. I liked it. I liked it.
I liked it. I thought it was funny.
Alright, we'll try again. For Sir James.
Hey, it's me again?
Yeah.
Alright.
Oh, if you want to skip.
Alright, I won't skip. I'm not here to skip.
AM until 8 p.m. To make a reservation after hours, please visit our website at www.theashwood.com or leave a... Thank you for calling the Ashwood Inn. Our office hours are 8 a.m. until 8 p.m.
Boo! Oh, there's no music happening. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Welcome to the whole Wappy. I'm your host, Wappy. It's currently an hour, 52 minutes, and 24 seconds into the stream on RogueServer.com. If you're listening, you're listening live. Welcome. There's a certain amount of time so I can introduce the show. I'm trying to figure out the maximum amount. I'm your host, the co-host, and the guests. That's what's up. You're a TWU.
Thank you for calling the Little Inn at Bayfield. If you wish to make a room reservation or speak to guest services, please press 1. If you wish to reach our...
Please hold a moment.
You can cougar this one up.
You want cougar?
Yeah, just make it a little quieter. A little. Make it sound a little further away.
Thank you for calling the Little Inn guest service line.
Uh-huh.
We apologize that we missed you. We are either assisting another caller or a guest.
I missed you too.
Please do leave us a message.
I missed you too. Guest services. I really need to get more virtual lines on this thing, because this is coming through the same line the sound effects are. Oh, Jiminy Crickets. Criminy. Wait, we're gonna figure this out live on the air. Do we? How do I make it sound like further? Rear?
That was better.
Front?
Yeah.
There's certain audio things you can do to make it sound further away.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I don't know any of them, though, aside from just making it quieter. Let's not... on the air. That's a after show thing to figure out. I'm your host, Wappy, and we're gonna do phone calls.
Hello?
kind of phone calls are we doing?
Hotel. Is it still Jim's turn?
Jimothy,
hello,
is it your turn?
For calling the Kiwi Motel. Our lobby is staffed from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and we apologize for missing your call. Please do leave a message, and we'll get...
What the fuck, man? How is this... How is this possible? The show's falling apart. I'm writing no more than I want to write no. Oh my goodness. Welcome to the show!
Welcome to the show. Welcome.
Hello, London. How may I help you?
What's poppin', Playboy? It's your boy, James. I'm up here in the room right now. Yo, yo, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah?
Hello? Hey, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I just ate an everything bagel, you know? So I'm up here in the room. I was just eating this everything bagel, and it really got me to thinking. And I was thinking about how, ever since I started staying in this hotel, I've been having, like, really bad IBS. And I really think it's probably the hotel. I don't really understand, but, like, every time I do a poop, it hurts. And then I'm stuck there for, like, a half an hour. And then I got to do that, like, four times a day. But it's only when I stay in this hotel. And, like, I've stayed here a handful of times. And every time it's just, like, I'm backed up and I'm constipated and I just can't do anything. And I was wondering, has anybody else complained about something like that?
What's your room number?
My room number is 702. Or 207.
Sorry?
It's like, if you add all the numbers together and then multiply it, you come down with 14.
Okay.
So that's the room number. It's like a puzzle. You like puzzles? I like puzzles. Oh, he doesn't like puzzles.
Fired.
Not a puzzle fan. Turn the compression. Welcome to the show. I'm Wuppy. You're listening live at the Rogue server. It's the whole Wuppy.
Welcome to the show. If you're listening on rogueserver.com/Wuppy, you are 15 seconds in the past. Join the mumble to be in the future today. Future now.
It's not a blast from the past. It's a boomer from the future.
Don't join the mumble. We hate you. Fuck you. Whoopi show. Fuck you. I'm eating.
The whole Whoopi. Tiff.
Wait, can Tiff do a chicken call? Wait, no. I want Tiff to do a chicken call.
Tiff will do a chicken call, and then you will do a call, and then I'll do a call, then he'll do a call. That works. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. All right, live in the studio.
Okay, you're just gonna be in the background, Tiff. I'm gonna be here with my chicken. We're hanging out.
We'll get you a call.
It's hard to be quiet because I have to push to talk. All right,
you'll get it. You'll get there. You could just talk the whole time. Just go for it. Don't worry about interrupting. Go. Answer the phone. What's good, gangsta? How's it going? It's your boy James. I'm just here traveling the great country here, and I'm bringing my chicken to various places. We got ourselves a YouTube channel. It's called James and the Cluck, and we're just traveling, making vlogs, and I was just wondering, like, it's cool to bring a chicken, right? I didn't have to check the chicken in when I came in, because I'm up here in the room with the chicken, we're hanging out, and just, like, having a great time, really enjoying the hotel and all. We've been smoking cigarettes under the bed. It's been a really wonderful time, and I'm just wondering, making sure that the chicken was allowed.
You're currently in our hotel?
Yeah, me and my chicken. Cluck and Mary.
In which room is this?
the room that's got like a bed. And there's like a TV. And they get like a little bathroom.
And you are currently checked in.
Oh, yeah. I checked in.
Yeah, in which room? What's the number? Room number?
Oh, I'm not sure because, like, I haven't really stayed in this hotel before. So, like, I don't know any of the phone numbers.
Ah, so you're not
I
yet
haven't
here.
Used the phone. Well, no, I haven't used the phone, here, so I wouldn't know the phone number. Like, the number to the room.
No, no, I mean, you're not checked in our room, in any of our
rooms
yet.
Oh, no, I'm in the room, me and the chicken. We're in the room. We're just hanging out. We were playing checkers earlier. She's a really smart chicken.
So if you go outside of your room, by the door, there should be a room number.
All right. But, like, what if there isn't? Well, I haven't gotten up yet. I've had a long day.
Okay.
We were out vlogging. You know, me and the YouTube channel, we're like this. That's how I fund the lifestyle that I have. So you're staying on the door. Let me go out there. Alright. Oh no. The chicken just got out and she's running down the hall. I'm gonna have to get her. Oh, what the fuck is that? Why does it sound like there's a... Oh my god. There's a cougar in the hall. Oh my god. No! Oh! Oh my... My poor chicken. Oh! Oh no. Oh no, my chicken. Oh.
Hello?
What the hell's going on out there, man?
I don't know, dude. This is a fucking cougar. Just kill my chicken, man.
Chickens?
Kill my chicken.
Is this real?
Cougar kill my fucking chicken, man. Fuck.
Hello?
Just kill me, man. Fuck.
Oh, no, man.
Might
it's
as well.
Okay. The cougar's out of here now. What do we do about this now?
I don't know, man.
She's okay. The chicken's okay.
I don't know if she's okay, man.
No, she sounds
she's
okay.
No, she's gonna die, bro. She looks like she's gonna die, bro.
Is that it?
My chicken.
I'm a chicken doctor. We can fix her up. Cluckin' Mary.
You're chicken jockey?
Yeah. Because I heard about the chicken. She's the famous chicken on the vlog. I will patch her up.
Just can't believe the lady at the front desk didn't hear any of this.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's just a sick country, Canada. They got cougars eating chickens in the hallway. What? All right.
That was terrible. Fuck that call. That sucked. Sorry, I got you killed, Tiff.
I think I was okay.
I got you killed.
No. No, cougar fucking
I definitely
holes
died.
In you.
Oh,
yeah.
You're still clucking. Welcome to the show. I'm Wappy. It's the whole Wappy. I'm Wappy, co-host Jimmy Scruggs. On the streets, Jimmy Snugs in the sheets. Vanilla Gorilla.
James. It's your
James
boy,
Scruggs.
James with an S. James.
Multiple James.
James with an S. James, plural.
James Scrugg on the street. And James Snug in the sheet with the skeet. Guests in the studio in the green room, Rosin, Tiffany. I think it's Rosin's turn. I think this is a hotel. I'm talking into a sock wrapped around a microphone because, you know, that's how we get it done here in the studio. It's professional audiophile grade sock. Cost me about $250 for a singular sock. Let's dial the number. All right, Rosin, you ready?
having a Motel Moose.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I'm doing great. I have a couple of questions. Can you answer me for a couple of questions?
Okay.
My name is Jolly Freedom, and I'm wondering if your outrageously clever, calm child with a broad of freedom is ready to be artistic today.
Oh, Roz, you're barely audible. Not sure if that's...
How about now?
Yeah, you're good.
Sorry.
Now. Do you want to try again? You'll try again.
Yeah.
You will try again. Talking into an audiophile grade sock on a microphone.
Forgotten? No. Rebellious.
Oh, I missed a call.
Oh, you did?
What is this number? I called this number earlier. Let's see what this number is. I'm gonna find out what this number is in the list. It might be the place. Welcome to the show. I'm gonna find out what this number is as I queue up another number for guest Rosin.
Guess.
Yes. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Oh, there's a sock.
Don't worry.
Welcome to Travelodge. If you wish to speak to reception, please press 0. Experience comfort and convenience.
Damn, I didn't know they would chill like that.
Yeah, for real.
Travelodge, how are you?
Hi, I didn't know you guys chill like that. I'm calling for one of the rooms. I'm a driver. I'm wondering if you could patch me in the 212.
Actually, you have to call them directly. We don't have intercom service right now. Our intercom service is down.
Oh. Are you guys hiring or are you guys accepting rates right now?
What do you mean?
Are you guys, can I come in and book a room and I can sleep with you maybe?
Yeah, you can book a room.
Can I sleep with you?
Sleep with me? No.
Come on.
You can sleep in the room.
You want to sleep in the room with me?
No, I'm not going to sleep in the room with you. Listen, you need a room or no? You're wasting my time.
Yeah, I need the room.
Okay. Whenever
Do you know Terry McEachute?
What?
Do you know Terry McEachute?
No, I don't.
How do you know about the... How about the mother child? Are you a benchot?
Listen.
Are you benchot?
Use appropriate words. Don't force me to use any inappropriate words for it.
See, he knows what it is. So do you have a dot on your head?
Shut the fuck up.
You shut the fuck up.
Oh, welcome to the show. I personally am not amused by saying rude things like that, but you know, if it's your call.
This show is sponsored by Duolingo, bad words only.
Do you know what word means motherfucker? Or something, I don't know. Is that...
I don't know.
I don't know. I think we're all going to jail.
I just learned what Carlito taught me.
Oh.
When I listened to his shows.
Okay. Welcome
Rest
to the show.
With Carlito.
Yeah. We're live. We got the sock on the microphone, but it prevents my peas from popping. It's the whole whoppy experience, an audiophile grade sock in the studio. Tiffany, Rosin, and my trusty co-host with the co-most, James Plural Scrug. Plural. Pluralize it as I dialyze another phone number.
Jail.
Jail, 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 jail.
Thank you for calling hotel. If you know your guest room number, then dial it now. For example, for room 2, dial 102.
Please wait a moment.
I wonder if anyone is in room 2.
Sorry, no one is available to answer the call. To leave a...
We'll try again. That's a nice phone number, though. If you're listening live, sorry about that. Just blew out your ears, but nothing.
Thank you for calling Falls Motel. If you know your guest room number, then dial it now. For example, for room 2...
Zero.
Please wait a moment.
Hello, this is Motorforce. How may I help you?
Am I allowed to bring in my steam?
Yeah?
So I can bring in the steam pipe?
Where?
To my, like, in the lobby. I've got a lot of steam I gotta move into there.
Pardon me, are you staying in this motel or not?
I just want to bring my steam in the hotel, that's all.
Steam, I didn't understand what I was saying. Steam means?
Like water vapor that's compressed and highly pressurized.
Okay, so you need a parking for that.
Yeah, for all my steam.
Yeah, we have lots of parking.
Okay, so do I just, like, puncture a pipe and let the steam loose?
No, for that, I don't have any idea.
Well, I can do that, and I'll just let the steam out, and it'll, like, steam it up pretty good.
Yeah, but I can make sure that, like, we have lots of parking space, if it's possible. Yeah, you can.
Can I park my car in the, or my steam, can I park that in the lobby, in the reception?
No, you cannot park in the reception.
Why?
Because, like, our office is closed. Like, but we have, you can park your, in front of your room, and if your vehicle is too big, you can park in the side. Yeah, we have lots of parking space.
Can I drive my car through the building?
Yeah.
I can?
Yeah, actually, you can come in the motel and you can talk to the owner. Maybe he can allow you.
Oh, let me get the car started here.
Yeah.
All right, the car's good. Where are you at now?
Yeah, it's a Falls Motel.
Falls Motel?
Yeah, 1675 London Line.
I'm heading south on that road. Do I just keep going or do I turn north?
Yeah. So it's near to subway.
You turn. I'm still in the car.
Okay, I don't know where you are, but it's 1675 London Line near... There is a K2 Mart in front of our motel.
K2 Mart? I'm coming in, like... So I just parked the car inside the building?
Actually, our motel is open. There's no any inside or something. It's a motel. You can park your car in front of your room in open area.
I just... if I could, like, park it inside my room.
Inside?
Yeah.
Do you have your car?
Yeah. I'm driving.
How you can park your car inside your room?
Just, like, straight through. Like, just
You can just come in the motel and you can see.
I can just drive it straight into the room?
Yeah, if it's possible, you can.
Like, it's going pretty good?
Yeah, you can come see you.
Alright, park the car. So, am I good?
Yeah, please, you can come in the motel and you can see.
Okay, I think the car is on fire now, because I drove it into the wall.
I don't have any idea, but you can come in the motel and you can see. Okay,
because it went into the glass. It's stupid. It's the stupidest thing ever. Welcome to the show. That was the stupidest call ever. With Wappy, your host. Live in the studio, we have James Scrugg. Pluralize both of those names. And James Snug in the sheets. We have a chicken. We have rosin. We've got it all. I need to get, like, I need to change the instrumentation of my thing here. I'm talking into a sock on a microphone, but it reduces the peas from popping. I think it sounds pretty okay. It's a very professional setup. All right, James, it's your turn.
Oh, no.
Art thou prepared?
Not me doom scrolling.
Palafin.
Hello?
Yes, Palafin.
What's cracking? How you doing? What you was with all the whispering? Why are we whispering?
Hello?
Hello? Hey. Hey man, what's going on? Are you alright? Are you okay? Everything okay down there?
Oh, he hung up. I guess we woke him up.
Motherfucker. Yeah, I guess we were sleeping or something.
I'll mark this as no on my list.
Mark it as the guy was taking a nap.
No, nap time at 10:39. 5 seconds PM.
He's totally sleeping. He was absolutely taking a fucking nap up there.
If you want to steal his computer, he's asleep right now. I don't condone computer theft, but you know, he's getting his honk shoes in that feather.
He's honking on those shoes, alright. Yeah. I'm gonna honk on a shoe myself real quick. I'm up here in the room just taking a pee.
You on Steam?
No, I'm gonna pee.
Hello, Gableson.
Hi, man. I'm up here in the room. Hey, what's happening? How's it going?
Good.
Hello? Yeah, so this is a prank call, but I did have kind of a serious question about the room that I'm staying in up here. I just wanted to know, like, as long as it's under the bed, I can smoke cigarettes in here, right?
What room number are you in?
I'm in the room, it's like a 7 when you add all the numbers together.
What did you say? I didn't get it.
When you add all the numbers together, the room number is 7.
You are a room number 7 occupant?
I'm in the room, it's got a little bathroom and there's a TV. I'm in the bathroom right now, I'm peeing.
Okay, so what is the problem?
Well, no, I just, like, I'm up here in the room, we're smoking cigarettes under the bed, and I was mostly just wondering, like, how much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood, you know?
You're smoking a cigarette inside the room?
Well, it's under the bed, so, like, it's
under
fine.
Under the bed?
Yeah, this smoke's getting trapped by the bed, so it's fine. Like, the smell doesn't get out when you smoke under the bed.
No, no, no. You are not allowed to smoke. If you smoke, then I have to charge you, okay?
You're gonna charge me? You're gonna come at me? What
the
fuck?
Deposit,
you're gonna
I
assault
have to
me?
Put...
If you assault me just for smoking, I'm definitely gonna have to press charges. I won't lay a finger
on you.
You
don't understand. I
will
charge you money.
My lawyer.
There would be cleaning charge. Can you understand what I'm trying to say? It would be charged.
The cleaning people are
going to charge
me? Yeah, but you're not even going to know that I smoked in the room. You don't know what room I'm in.
Can you please hang up the phone?
Why? I thought we were having fun. Right.
That was nice for her to ask you to do it, though.
Yeah, I forgot the premise halfway through. I forgot, like, what I was doing, so I just kind of went for it.
This is a prank call, but it's a serious question.
Yeah.
I need to say that. I think it's... Who wants to go? Tiff. Tiff will go. And then
it's
Rosin.
Tiff's turn.
Tiff. All right, you're calling a hotel, I think.
Okay. I was doing things with stuff.
Well,
no,
you're listening live and participating live.
Oh, yeah, no, I was multitasking. It's normal.
It's real.
It's real.
What the fuck? Okay. They picked up and instantly hung up. Or maybe the audio just didn't come through. I'll just write no aside by that phone number. Try the no numbers. I need welcome to the whole Whoppy. It's currently September 15th, 2025. It's currently 10:43 and 32 seconds post meridian Eastern Standard Time. Live in the studio.
What's post meridian about? What's that about?
PM.
Oh. Oh, I forgot I eat chocolate. Oops.
AM's anti meridian.
Okay. All right, Whoopi.
He's called Modell.
Whoa, what up, what up, what up? It's your boy. It's James. We're out here. We're up here in the room. I'm recording a YouTube video for my TikTok, and I was just wondering, like, it's going to be all right if I fry up some glizzies here in the room, right? I got my hot plate. We're frying up some glizzies for my TikTok video. It's going to be, like, it's going to be me and, like, two, like, 500-pound chicks wearing bikinis, and we're going to be frying up glizzies in the room and smoking cigarettes. And there's going to be, like, really loud techno music. I'm in the room, you know, it's, like, up the stairs, and then you go through the door, and then there's, like, a room that has, like, a little bathroom on the side of it, and there's, like, a TV in here. We're actually going to use the TV for, like, background in the TikTok video. As I said, it's, you know, it's going to be me and the 1,000-pound sisters.
Who are you calling? What motel are you calling it?
Your motel. This one, the one I'm staying in.
What room are you staying?
I don't know
what
day of the week it is. How am I supposed to know what room number I'm in or where I'm at? Like, I've been taking ayahuasca for the past, like, 6 weeks. Like, every day, bro. Every day.
Are you in London or Sarnia?
Huh? Narnia?
What city are you in?
I suppose I could be in Narnia. Well, you know, I walk through a wardrobe once or twice in my time. What city
are you drunk,
in?
Man? What room are you?
Am I drunk? Of course I'm drunk. I'm making TikTok videos for YouTube.
Hey, but you can't smoke in a room, my friend.
I can smoke wherever I want, as long as they don't tell me I can't.
You give me your room number and I solve that problem. Where are you?
Bruh. What are you talking about? You want some
Who is
sour
this? What's your name?
Man, I'm going to come down there. My name is James.
James who?
James Scruggs, huh? You know, you don't know, you ain't never been on my TikTok channel, you don't even know. I got about 500,000 subscribers.
Oh, he hung up.
What a bitch.
Alright, I think it was Tiff's turn.
I'm sorry I took over, I just had a moment. I'm gonna go cry.
I liked your moment, don't cry.
Ah, where's the hell?
Tiff has to take a call because I'm a bimbo.
Hush now, my baby.
Wait, does this sound like frying if I do it? Does that sound like frying?
No. Sounds like static.
What about that?
That sounds like my like white rain. Mice for bed. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's rain. But if you use your imagination, that's frying. Oh shit, this list of phone numbers is almost out. Of the hotels I gathered. 20 numbers. Alright, Tiff, it's your turn. With the right context, it'll sound like frying. Pick up. Just put a big no. Try again.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm good. And you?
I'm doing okay. I dropped off some food there earlier. I'm on my 505th day streak, but I had to use up all my jewels because the bird was looking at me a bit funny.
Sorry, what you said there? You?
Yeah, I was delivering some food to a guest earlier, and there was a bird. And sometimes it makes these faces on my app when it looks at me. Sometimes when I miss the food on time, when I miss the streak, it's
so
green.
The thing is, like, right now restaurant is closed. I'm talking from the front desk, so you can call tomorrow for talking for like.
Oh yeah, no. I spoke to you earlier. You relented because you know it was late, and you know.
Yeah.
We were doing the thing. I thought that was really nice of you, but I was just kind of concerned about the green bird in the parking lot making the faces, and I had to use up all my jewels. So now if I miss a day, I have to do 4 lessons, and it's going to be hard. I guess it's normal, maybe. There were lasers. I have some video of it. Making these noises. Oh boy. Oh gosh. I went out in the parking lot. I had the burgers. I wasn't doing the weird things with the onions this time. And it was really nice. It was pew, 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 pew. And then the bird was like, oh. And I didn't know what to do. So I threw the jewels at it. And I ran inside and into the front desk area. Maybe that was you.
Uh-huh.
Can you help me get the jewels back, do you think? Because if I have to do 4 lessons tomorrow, it's going to be hard because most of it's kanji.
So
it's going to be rough.
You were talking about the restaurant thing, right?
Yeah. Leaf knows about the owl and the requests and my location. It's hard. It's very confusing. The time is now 10:51.
How can I help you in this case?
Do you know kanji at all? I think that might help with the delivery for next time. If there's a bird and it's in the way and
no,
I'm trying
I
to
don't
deliver
know
the sandwich.
No, you should tell to the restaurant girl for that thing.
Mm.
I don't know anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I hope you have a great night. I love you.
Yeah, you too. Have a good night. Bye.
All right, bye.
There are laser blasts everywhere. I'm sorry, you said laser and it just went in my mind.
That's what I wanted you to do.
Thank you. Welcome to the show. I'm Wuppy, your host. Rosin left. Didn't even say goodbye, Adam. But, we're in the green room currently. It's currently 2 hours, 30 minutes into the stream. I think it's about time to start winding it down. And also, I'm running out of phone numbers. I want to see if I can call... Oh, I'm going to call a petroleum station. If you're listening, you're listening live at rogueserver.com/Wuppy. I'm your host, Wuppy. It's the whole Wuppy tonight. September 15th, 2025 at 10:52 and 47 seconds post-Meridian Eastern Standard Time. I'm Wuppy. Co-host, Jimmy. You know who it is. And if you don't know, he's the Nilla Gorilla. Jimmy Scruggs on the streets. Jimmy Snugs in the sheets with the skeets. Jimmy Snugs when he skeets. Oh, there we go. Don't forget to do your Duolingo. If you did.
Hi, good evening, bird. How may I help you?
Hi, Angry Bird. There's an Angry Bird.
Okay.
What if he follows me in?
Sorry?
This bird's angry at me.
I couldn't hear you properly. The sound is buffering.
Oh, there's a bird that was angry at me and it was following me. What if he comes in the store, though, is my question. Do you have any, like, anything to deal with him?
Anything for the?
Yeah, bird.
Birds, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have any food for the pets.
Oh, do you have, like, a stick?
I'm sorry.
Do you have a stick to hit the bird with?
Sorry?
A stick to hit the bird with? Get away from me, you. You hear that?
Oh, sorry, we don't have any food for the birds.
No, I want you to hit the bird with a stick. If you just hit the bird with a stick if it comes in. I'm not very, dexterous. If you have a bird, do you have a bird stick to hit him with?
No.
You have a rock to throw?
Sorry?
You have a rock to throw?
No.
You have a...
More than you, I can hear the bird sound.
Yeah.
So I can't hear you properly.
Oh. It's that bird, he's angry at me.
Oh.
If I come in, am I safe from bird? Get away from me, yo.
So what exactly do you want for the birds?
A stick to hit him with?
No, I don't think so. We have the, like, some bakery stuff, like the choco chips, something.
Oh. You think I can poison him with the chocolate chips and he'll die?
I actually don't know for this one. I'm just, I'm sorry about this, sir. We don't have anything.
I need to get rid of this bird. It won't stop following me around. It's pecking at me. It's scratching my eyes. If you get something long and sturdy, I just swing at him. Or like a blade. Or a sword.
No, we don't have.
You have a sword?
Sorry.
For the bird?
No. We don't have, sir, like, this type of material. Sorry.
Oh. You have, like, a slingshot? Or, like, maybe I could, like, spray gas at him? Ah! I think it heard me talking about killing it. The bird. Oh, she hung up. It's okay to enact violence against a fictional bird, I think. If you eat meat, you cannot complain, I think, is what the issue is. I'm Wuppy. Tonight's the whole Wuppy. James, art thou prepared to do a phone call to, what the hell did I call? What's this, A&W? Are they still open? Jane prepared. There's a sock on the microphone.
Oh.
I need to get...
End of the...
Hello? Is this A&W?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
Hi. I'm not sure if James is here or not. James, are you here? I'm not sure if you'd want to talk to you.
I'm here, but I got some snacks.
Is this coming properly?
Oh. We're calling you on the phone.
How's it going, man? What you doing tonight?
That phone sucked. I'll mark this with a sucks. There we go. Welcome to the show. We're winding down for the night, getting our final calls in. I'm Luppy. Luppy with my co-host, Jimmy Scruggs. In the streets, Jimmy Snugs and the Skeets. Tiff, do you want to talk to anyone in particular?
Oh boy, oh geez, oh gosh. I think I'm going to let you guys finish it out.
I'll do it.
I was supposed to take the trash out whenever I came back, but he's still here. he might be asleep. That could be a premise. Oh.
I'm pretty sure this is a gas station or something.
Okay, I might need to apologize.
If you don't want to, you don't have to.
I feel like so much peer pressure. Oh my god.
That's okay.
Oh my god, stop forcing me. Don't make me sing.
I got a sock on the
Amazing.
Microphone.
Don't make me sing. You probably don't know that skit.
I'm too aged. I'll mark this as no, so I don't think they're going to pick up. There's a sock on the microphone. Hey, is that a call? Do you want to do chicken out of people?
What? Do I plan to?
Yeah, do you? No?
I was going to apologize. Maybe for my chicken. Manual soundboards only.
Yeah. It's glass.
That was actually good.
Hi, good morning.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi. Oh, your line's a little bit buzzy. That's okay,
yeah,
though.
Is.
Yeah, that must be hard and annoying for you. I was just calling to apologize about some of the things I did there earlier. My mom told me I had to call. She's sitting here with me on the couch.
What time you were here?
About 4:45, 4:30. She had just picked me up for my entomology class. I'm studying bugs at this weekend camp. And I had a cup of spiders, and I kept I was just following people around, and I was sticking a spider on everybody's shoulder, but they're friendly. And then
it's fine, no problem.
Okay, and I replaced this man's cup. He was getting like a soft drink. Oh my god, your buzzing is awful. It kind of is making me not want to apologize anymore.
Actually, your voice is not audible. It's cutting by itself. Are you able to call tomorrow by the same time? Around 4:30, so the same supervisor will be there.
I think there's a sock. Is there a sock? Is that what's making the noises so bad?
Sorry?
I'm sorry. You don't apologize. I'm sorry. I did the spiders and the cup.
No problem.
All right.
Real.
As long as you forgive me. I have this chicken. I had a chicken there earlier. He's really sweet. Hold on. I'm going to make him apologize.
Oh. She hung up.
That was bad.
I'm sorry. I should have hung up the second
we should have hung up.
Fucking shitty ass line, goddammit, son of a bitch.
I thought she had a soundboard. Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, incoming call. I don't know if this is like a legal call. Oh, it's the fucking hotel with all sixes. Hello?
That you are coming?
Oh, did I? Oh yeah, because I had the, can you remind me what happened?
No.
Oh. Because this is like, it might be Jimmy's call. Was it Jimmy? Were you speaking to Jimmy?
Hello.
I think it was me, dude. I was driving the car. I was driving the car there, right? Or the steam?
Yeah, you drove. You drove the steam
car.
Sir,
is this about the steam? Sir.
Oh, I don't have any idea. Steam. I already tell you that you can come in the motel and if we have it.
So I parked the car with the steam in it then?
No.
No. That's like. No. I'm letting the steam out of the car.
No.
No?
No.
Why? It's steam. It's
I don't know. Sorry, you can come at our motel, and if we have, we can give you. You can talk to the owner. Our motel is 1675 London 9 for the motel Sanya.
And I can bring the steam back in? I gotta de-steam the car before I bring it in? Like...
Yeah, you can come.
I just punched a hole in it. The steam's coming out now. So I just put the steam... I'll bring the steam to the parking lot, and it'll be like a steamy parking lot.
Yeah, you can.
I put more holes in it.
Okay.
There's more holes now.
Oh, yeah, okay, you can come with the motel.
I'll show you all the steam. I'll bring it to the lobby.
Yeah, you can come at the motel and we can see.
It's a steady stream of steam.
Yeah, we can see. You can come at the motel.
Make sure you have like gloves or stuff because this steam's real high pressure and it can cut you. Like if you,
I don't have any idea. We have to see your big vehicle, but you can cover our motel.
Do you have a broom or anything?
Yeah, we have a room.
All right, for a broom, I just wave the room in front of the steam, and if it cuts it, that means it's high pressure.
I don't have any idea for that, what I'm saying, but you can come over motel, and we can see if we have, we can provide you room.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, okay, see you.
All right, I love you. That was an incoming call, live in the studio. We're winding the show down for tonight. Jimmy, are you prepared for your final call or final calls or whatever?
Did you do like one more? I'm smoking and I'm outside and I wouldn't feel comfortable making a call outside.
Oh, you get the soundboard of the crickets.
Hmm.
Is this the motel?
Sorry?
Is this the motel?
This is like the Shell gas station.
Yeah, the Shell. Is it alright if I bring my steam down there?
Which one?
Sorry? My steam? Oh, it's just my steam.
Steam?
Yeah, steam.
So, you forgot it here, your steam or anything?
I left a lot of steam down there. Do you guys have it in your lost and found, all my steam?
No, sorry, boss.
Oh, it's like a water vapor that's pressurized.
No, we don't have.
Like that?
Sorry, sir?
I just went to the steam room.
I can help you over here. Let me try.
Oh, if I bring the steam in, you guys will look at it?
No, we don't have. I'm sorry, boss.
Oh, what about my chicken? What about my chicken?
You guys have a seat?
It may have turned into water by now.
Boss, 9193, be great. Sorry? Yeah, I'm scanning. Up to 100. 100 regular? 91 or 93?
93. Can I scan it? Hopefully he comes back. Come on, no, come on, come back. You gotta come back. You gotta come back. Like that. Like singing style.
You gotta come back. That's what you gotta do.
Ooh.
Come back. Cause who the fuck are you? Mr. Busy. You're Mr. Busy.
You know, it's interesting, slice of life. Slice of life.
Who got you?
Slice of life.
Slice of life. Sir, sir, hello?
Thank you.
Sir, sir, hello? Sir, hello? Sir, 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 hello? Sir, hello? Sir, hello?
Hello?
Sir, hello?
Yeah?
Hey, can you look at my teeth when I come down there? Like, I spelled steam and gas on them.
Do you need steam?
Yeah, I spelled, like, steam on my teeth. Could you look at them?
Sorry, boss.
Look at my teeth.
Can you please close that window?
No. Wait, you want me to close the window? You want me to close my window for, like, my car?
Yeah, we closed the door right now.
Oh, hold on. Let me try to open the window in my room. Ah! Ah! Is that good? Hello? Up or down? What a good line. I'm glad. I'm hanging up.
Alright, I want to do the last call.
Alright. The last call?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be the last call.
Okay.
As long as you're okay with that.
Yeah.
This co-host's helping make decisions here on the Whoopi Show.
A co-host is... Oh. Co-host is a lot like a regular host, except he co-hosts it. I got all the stuff.
I need you to play. I need you to play that one as the outro. It's called. It's called Mr. No One. Or, yeah.
Is it by BMSR?
It's by some. Yeah, it might be. Probably.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic.
Fucking cock sucks.
GFYS, whatever this is. If you send me the thing, I'll play it as the outro.
Okay.
I did have some outro music in mind, but...
Oh, well, your song was 8 minutes long. I'm sorry.
Oh, this outro, I think, is 5 minutes? No, it's okay.
Link is in the,
Oh, sneezed. Live. On air. And the whole whoppy.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, man, welcome to the show. How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. We're just winding down here for the night. So this is a prank call, but I was just wondering if you could actually help me out.
What happened?
With something here. Alright, so all I really need is for you to tell our audience thank you for listening to Whoopi and Friends every Monday, September 15th, 2025.
Okay.
Alright, whenever you're ready.
Okay. That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. The show is now over. If you were listening, you were listening live on rogueserver.com/wuppy. You won't hear this at juniorat.com. That's not a real website. You ask Google. It'll say it's a scam. This has been Wuppy. It is Wuppy's whole Wuppy. Whole Wuppy tonight. It's currently 11:12 and 24 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. It's September 15th, 2025. End the show with the song from our co-host. Well, he didn't make it, but he picked it. And I think that counts for something in this crazy, messed up world. Thank you for listening. Good night. I love you. If you were listening, you're listening live. You can catch us whenever, usually at 8 p.m. Eastern. We're taking off now. I'm gonna go to do the stupid things. All right, bye.